The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
As in the meditation, I invite us all to work with concentration and calming and unifying the mind. And again, as in the instructions, what thing that is important to keep in mind is when people hear the word concentration, they get tight. It's like they have to concentrate on something and the brow gets tight. So be very wary of that. Concentration actually works best on the balance of a very, very soft, relaxed body. Very soft. That's when the mind can actually settle. Otherwise, the mind will get tight. If the body is tight, the mind will get tight. So let the body be very, very relaxed. And within that frame of a very relaxed body, allow the mind to be curious and attentive to your object of attention, which in this case, in this practice, is the sensation of the breath. So whether you're feeling the breath in the belly or at the chest or nostrils right here, allow that attention to be that attentiveness, that curiosity, to be balanced within a framework of relaxation. Sitting completely relaxed, the breath coming and going, and the mind just being curious about it, really settling on the sensations of the breath. And in this practice, as the mind wanders off, we gently just bring it back. The difference between vipassana and concentration, vipassana and samatha practice, insight and concentration is has been described as serial monogamy and absolute monogamy. So in insight, in vipassana, your mind can go to one object, you stay with it for a while, goes to another object, you stay for it for a while, etc. Whereas with concentration, you stay with one object, absolute monogamy. You stay with the breath completely. And when it wanders off, you bring it back. You bring it back. So I invite you to work with those suggestions this morning during your sitting. And actually during the walking, I encourage you to work also with the breath, not with the sensations of the breath within the body, not the feet touching the floor. It's a little different instruction, but see how that works for you, to have this continuity of attention for half a day with just the breath, sensations of the breath, whether you're sitting or you're walking, and see how the mind might actually settle and unify and get calmer during your practice this morning. So I will be offering some interviews.